over, but he wants his money. So then you only can give the money you paid. But hard to like, and then the only king you would be if you write out of a Ferris Shtar like we had before. But here, this last case, to like Ayel Finofa Gazuzi, but the Merkel is not going after looking for the money from the Lekeach. So then we say, since he put down a down payment for the payment, that's the kinyan on the field, and the rest is only called milva. That's all.
He's not selling it to you. Loiko Ayel Finofa Gazuzi Kani, but if the Merkel doesn't go around looking for money, then we say it's a good kinyan. The Yomar Rover, hey man, the Usvei, may Zuz the Chavis, somebody lent somebody $100. Upor Zuzi Zuzi, the guy paid you back $1 a day. That's what he paid you back. And then somebody $1,000, the next 1,000 days he pays you back $1 a day. I can't be every day, Shabbat time, my first Shabbat. The Purim never, the gift is called the Purim. El Yisrael Tumas Kadei, you have right to have signers on him. What are you doing to me? The Yomar Rover, you ruined it for me. Like your money means a lot to me. Giving back $1 a day is nothing. So it's called a payment, but I've right that time, that's not what I wanted. Ahu gavr the zog lecham lechavri. Somebody sold his donkey to his friend. Uporsh lechad zuzi. He charged him $1,000 and he only paid him $999. And the meicha goes every day, give him an extra dollar. So what's the locha? Yosravashim komayim boy, to think into this. Ki hai gav namai. Koni, do we say, since he paid up most of the money, the king took place? I let Koni know. Since he's mocked but to get back his last dollar, before you pay up the last dollar, the king is not chal. Omele Rav Mordechai Rabashi, Hoch Yom Ravim Magruni, Mishmei Derova. Zuzay Kuzuzi Domi. But let Koni know, Lamaisa, the Meicha still wants his money. He's missing even one penny. He's missing his last dollar. You didn't pay him up yet. He's not Kenyan. It's no Kenyan. Omele Rabachi, Rabashi, Vaminu Mishmei Derova, Koni. I just said over the name of Rav, the king is chal. Omele Tetag Mishmaticha, Vamoicha Zay Mishmei Rosa. If you sold it because it was a bad field, you had a bad field. Then if somebody went and bought it, boy, are you happy he bought it. So therefore, you want the kingdom to take place. Even though you're asking for your money, but if he paid you most of the money, for sure you mean and happy that you sold the field. It was a hard field to sell. Then the kingdom is gone. Otherwise, no. Cheetah, boy, there's one of the money. You want to sell it for $100. Well, you can't find anybody to buy it for $100. There's other Messiah, you sold it for $200. You want to sell it for 100, and you got to sell it for 200, but you're still asking for his money. You want to sell it for 100. You would have bothered, you would have found somebody. But let's talk about the Messiah. For Kaya Benofik, Azuzi, my, Kamaika, the devil, may Ross Saddam, your lawyer take him. All right, we'll stop here.
Yeah, we'll go over again, let's come over again in the next tape.
Yeah, it'll be fun. Hold my fine chest and all. Start from the top again. 2 days. Cheetah. This cheetah. The boy was zune b'meya. A person wanted to sell his field for $100. He had a small field to sell because he needed $100. The lay ashkech, he couldn't find anybody to buy his small field. And therefore, the zoven b'masayim, he had to sell a bigger field that's worth $200. And that he sold. Really, a person doesn't like to sell his field only because he needs the money. So really he didn't want to sell this field, but he was forced to. Now the Ko'ayel Benofek Azuzi. Now the owner of the Meicha kept on going after the money. In other words, the Lekeach maybe put a down payment, but did not pay for the whole field yet. And the Meicha went to keep on checking, saying, give me the rest of the money. So if so, Pshita Lekoni. Then Pshita the Lekeach is not corner of the field until he gives the complete $200. Because here the Meicha really does not want to sell it, only because he needs the money. So therefore for sure the sale doesn't take place, until you paid the complete $200. Ella, but e boy lizvune. Yes, I have a shayla. What's going to be if he wants to sell a field to Meya for $100? Vilei Ashkoch, he couldn't find anybody to buy his small field for $100. Now, Vitorach, if he would have really worked hard, heavy mishkach, he would have been able to find somebody. But Vilei Torach, he didn't work that hard. Vizovim the Masayim. Instead, he took it easy and he sold his bigger field for $200. Now, Vukayev and Ofer Azuzi. Again, this Lekeach that bought the $200 field did not pay him completely yet. And the Meicher also goes to him and asks him to save it for the rest of the money. My, what's the locha? Kemoicher Sodeya Mevnei Rosa Dami? Is it like he sold this field because it's bad? Like we had before, there the Meicher is happy the sale takes place. And therefore the Lekeach is Kona. Oiloi, or maybe no, here it's not called Mevnei Rosa.
So therefore here, the sale will not take place. Yeah, like the one story is, since really could have worked harder to find himself a buyer for $100, and he didn't work that hard. If so, it's like with Nei Rossoi. Or else maybe no, he has still his mat, but he's only selling it because he wants the money, and before he gets his complete money, the sale doesn't take place. Rossoi's teiku. Here's the teiku if the sale is good or not, before he pays up the complete $200. Then the Mishnah says, Socher es hachamor v'es hakeder, socher leim ha'motem. If you hire somebody to bring you the flute for the chasna, and he quits in the middle, that's like a dover ovud. Now it says, socher leim. You let hire somebody else and pay them to pay the first one. Ha'motem rosh ladder like fool the first worker and tell him, listen, I'll pay you twice as much and do the job. And after he does it, you only have to pay him just one payment. Now, ad kama socher leim. So how much can you hire a second worker and like pay? Omer Rav Nachman ad kedei shkoron. That means, let's say the first one did some work. He did, let's say, $5 work. And the job cost $20. Now, so he did $5 worth already. Now he's stopping. So really, he deserves $5. But let's say now it's going to cost the owner $20 to have the rest finished. If so, he pays the second guy the whole $20, and the first guy gets nothing. That's called ad kedei shkoron. In other words, even if it means that he has to use all the money to hire a second worker, he's allowed to do it. Since the first one quit in the middle of the job, and it cost the owner now $20 to have the job finished, so he just pays the second one $20, and the first one doesn't get paid at all. Eisrei Rav Rav Nachman, to Rav Yitzchak's question to Rav Nachman, it says, ad aboyim chamishim zuz, it says no. It says you could hire somebody else to 40 or 50 times as much. So not just down b'chdei sheyasu, b'chdei ascharon, but even much more you have a right to hire another worker. And the first worker would have to pay for it. So more says true, omalei, kitan yahi. Where did we learn that? That you have a right to hire a second worker to do the job, even if it means to pay him much more? Shebosa chavila liyodoi. Means when the first worker came to you, he brought with him his bundles. He brought with him his tools. And therefore the tools are worth money. So now, if the first worker quits on you, and the only way you can have this job finished is by getting new workers and paying them much more, so you have a right to use the money of these tools to pay the second worker. That's why there's no stira. That when he brought tools, then you pay adaboy and the chamishim zuz. But if not, then you only have to pay the value of the first payment. Now the Mishnah says, HaSoyker es HaChamor Lo'elichoy Behor Vo'elichoy Bebika. If you rented out a chamor, a donkey, and you have permission to Lo'elichoy Behor, you're supposed to walk with him over the mountains, to work on the mountains. Vo'elichoy Bebika. And you didn't listen to the condition, and you went in the valley. Or else the opposite. You rented him to use it for Bebika in the valley. Vo'elichoy Behor. And now you took it in the mountains. Afilu zeh esamilim zeh esamilim. Even if both routes, both ways, are the same distance. In other words, you rented it to go someplace with it. And whether you go over the mountain or whether you go through the valley, it's the same 10 mil. Umeisa. And now the donkey died on the way. The locher is chayiv. You're chayiv. Because you are mishan and midas balabayas. You went against the conditions that you made up. And therefore we have right to say, it's because of the shinui that it died. Therefore you're chayiv. Now, hasoicher es hachamor, if you hire, you rent out a donkey, lo'elicha behor, to go with him through the mountains, lo'elicha bedika, and instead you go with him over through the valley. Im hechliku, if the chamor slips, so potter, then avad yipotter, because if he slipped in the valley, for sure he would slip in the mountain, and the mountain is easier to slip. So since you had a permission to go in the mountains, now that you went in the valley and only slipped, yipotter. But yim huchmo chayiv, let's say the sun baked down on him, and he died because of the sun, then you chayiv, because there's more sun in the valley than there is on the mountains. Lo'alicha v'bika, you hired this chamor to go through the valley, v'yalicha bahar, and instead you changed, and you went over the mountain with it. So im achliku chayiv, if the animal slipped, and that's why it died, you're chayiv, because we say it slipped because it went over the mountain. That's why it slipped, it's your fault. If it would have went through the bika, maybe it wouldn't have tripped. But v'im huchma potter, but if it got a sunstroke, then you potter. Because if it got a sunstroke in the mountains, then for sure it would have got the same sunstroke in the bika. Therefore you potter. What about the machmes hamala chayiv? Let's say the reason why you died was because it had to go up. Like going up, it gets tired. And that's what caused it to die. Then avadi chayiv.
Now, Hasecher es hachamor, Vevriko, if you rent the donkey, and while you used it, now Vevriko, lightning came, in other words, it came like blind, Oishanas or Zangaria, or else the melech, they took it away from taxes, so you don't have anything to use now, is Oimaloi Harei Shalach Lefunecha. The maskir, the one that rented it out, has the right to say to you, the one that has it now, the one that rented it, it's by you. Listen, it's like your mazel that caused it to become blind, but it's still an animal, you can still use it. Or it's your fault that the melech took it away, and like run after them and they'll get it back. What about Mesa, Nishpa, let's say the animal died or it broke its leg, then Chayav Lahamadoi Chamor, and then the master has to give him another Chamor.
Then the owner, the one that rented it out, has to give him another one. If somebody rents from you a Chamor, and it dies in normal manner, so then you have to give him another one. Like he rented the Chamor for the day, the Chamor dies in the middle of the day, you have to give him another one. Or else if it was Nishpa, it broke, you have to pay him another one. If you rent a car and it dies in the middle of the day, you get another car. Or else he has to pay you another one.